Yeah, look, I think the initial sort of emotions quite disappointed and quite agitated, I guess, at our performance. Definitely dropped the ball again, more so obviously that first half, and our initial play was quite disappointing. We'll have a pretty thorough review as we always do, but look, I think you can talk as much as you want and provide as much feedback possible, but if you don't translate that back onto the court, there's obviously an issue that needs to be solved quite quickly.
You had the big talk during the week, and
yeah.
Is everything okay within the camp?
Yeah, look, in terms of the demeanour of each individual and the body language, I couldn't fault that. And I guess engagement, we were in a group and provided honest feedback to each other and made sure everyone was accountable. It was fantastic, and I guess that's where as a leader, it's sort of quite. Sort of disappointing that didn't transpire on the game last night, because I thought in terms of our mindset it was absolutely fantastic. It's, I guess, the application now that really needs to be taken care of.
Chris mentioned leadership a few times about the quarters. Is the team fairly quiet?
I don't think that's the case. I think in terms of guys, in terms of bringing energy and stuff like that in my role and wherever it is, I think guys are standing up. I think when you look at it in terms of the application of systems in play, we can't criticise an offence that's put in front of us when you don't run it. When you're not scoring on the offensive end, you have to obviously get stops, and we didn't do that. We were leaking points, let a guy like Jermaine Beal, who is a confidence player, we let him off the leash a little bit. And when you're not playing well, it's amazing how, I guess, the basketball world sort of little mistakes now get magnified and multiplied quite significantly. And so we need to sort of, as a collective group, come together and make sure that those sort of, we eliminate those very simple mistakes that we can take control of. No doubt, it's a testament to him, and he's an absolute warrior. I obviously thought the worst thing, seeing him stretch it off, and I've been communicating with him all night and up until all hours, making sure he's okay. But yeah, obviously further evaluation. Hopefully he'll be with us tomorrow. No pressure on the big fella, but I'm sure he'll be all right.
What did he feel when he went down?
Look, initially it was just a hip. That's what it looked like as well, but he was obviously not in the change room straight away. So it was tough to gauge where it was, but yeah, it was just, I think, a hip issue.
So he's really confident in the right?
Yeah, look, all the initial scans have cleared him of any structural damage, bone damage or what you say. So I think when you talk about pain tolerance, I think Matty's no stranger to that. So if that's the case, then I think he'll be okay.
Get to play 2 days after. Is it a good thing to get
back?
I think
that's obviously the beautiful thing about the schedule, and you don't get to lick your wounds for that long. It would be, you'd be going crazy if you had a week where you had to just to worry about that. So yeah, we've got a great opportunity here, as close it is and as crazy as it sounds. We get this win, we can be close to being on top two again as well. So look, we've got the positive thing about it is there's a lot of controllables. It's not like we've playing good basketball and losing close games. I think we're playing quite poor basketball and we're still finding where they're about. So, each individual can step up and to take care of things. And, that's obviously a positive for us, I guess.
You guys obviously try to live in the moment as much as you can, but the reality is that 60 next 7 on the road. So the first one of them, does that make it more important to get a result in confidence?
Yeah, around this time you always know you're going to be on the road for quite some time, and so it's the time we get into airports and all that sort of stuff, and maybe this is what this group needs to get away a little bit and come together. I think in previous times when we've gone away as a group, we usually come together, and this is a very strong group. Do have a lot of belief in each other as well, so maybe it can come at the right time that we can sort of come together.
Is a 30-year streak a pressure at the moment or not?
Yeah, isn't it always, mate? You obviously don't want to be that first team, but I don't think that's far in between. To think about 30 playoffs, it's not about that. It's not a carrot in my eyes. It's about playing Wildcats basketball, and that's the biggest thing, is forging our own legacy. And, if I walk off the court knowing that we didn't play the right way or play in the Wildcats value, in the values that the Wildcats hold, that's more disappointing. If we don't make the playoff streak and we play the way we want to, be so. But obviously right now we're not playing the way we want to.
What do you expect to do?
up-tempo. They're young, they're vibrant, full of confidence. You know, we had a pretty good encounter with them. Jerome Randall's an absolute superstar of the league. And look, and they'll be confident. They had a great weekend knocking off Sydney and Brisbane on the road. With a young group like that, they'll be pretty positive and upbeat. So we'll expect them to be up and about.
Trevor was quite vocal after the last game about you guys not having each other's backs and maybe getting outworked by Illawarra. Yep. Do you think that's it? Do you think it just a lot of it comes down to hard work and those sort of things that Trevor's been speaking
about? Yeah, I think so. You look at it, you know, the way we picked up intensity-wise in terms of third and fourth quarter was pure hustle, and you threw the X and O's out of the window, really, and we sort of got the game back within reach just for pure hustle, determination and heart. But you can't play like that for four quarters. Initially, at the start of the game, you really need to nail screens, hard cuts, these real simple things that the common fan in the stands don't get to see. It's the things that aren't on the score sheet. And, you know, that's what you need to do. You need to grind games out. That's what happens in the NBL. We play a relentless style of basketball. And that's the thing, you know, you've got to be unselfish. It's not about, oh, I get my shot here. It's about getting another guy open, boxing a guy out. It's the intangibles, I guess, and that's what we're not ticking. And once we do that, there's no doubt in my mind we'll reverse the results that's happening at the moment.
Does it feel like a tougher battle this year? It feels like the league is very competitive and there's not much margin for error, I suppose.
No doubt about it. And that's the thing, these one percenters or thereabouts, these sort of plays that sort of in the past you could sort of, just for pure talent, you could sort of get over. It's not happening anymore. You've really got to tick all these critical boxes, I guess. And we've seen it, you know, when you don't do these little things that seem real minimal, you know, there's a 6-point swing, you get 2 3-pointers back to back or wherever it may be. And obviously, yeah, the talent across the league, it has increased tenfold. So for us, you do have to spend a little bit more time in terms of reviewing your own play and reviewing opposition play too.